The results, however, show that fertility will remain high at 4 children per woman for the next 2 decades, largely because it occurred too early or late in the lives of mothers. According to one expert behind the findings, Professor Marvelous Mhloe of the University of Zimbabwe, the high fertility rate among adolescent women and significant fertility beyond age 35 contributed to the high maternal and infants' death in the country.
Fertility declined by 21% between 1992 and 2012. By 24% between 1992 and 2002, but it increased by about 4% between 2002 and 2012. The largest decline was among never married women, and it was also among the women without education. And it was also among women in rural.
She said fertility picked up in 2010, largely due to the stabilization of the economy. But Professor Mhloe noted that despite the temporary bust and boom in fertility at that period, Zimbabwe must learn from the developed countries and start designing programs that will hold fertility decline so that it maintains an optimum population in size. The results also show that the country's mortality rate improved between 2002 and 2012 by 50% at 525 per 100,000 live births in the 15 to 19 year age group and 1,108 per 100,000 live births in the 40 age group. The population aged 0 to 14 years is projected to decline to about 32% from the current 41%, while the population of those that are 65 years and above is not expected to change. Zimstar's director Mtasa Zinotizei said the data was critical for planners and decision makers as they need it for future planning.
Planners can then say if they want, even when we talk about electricity, when we talk about provision of houses, you must have an idea of the size of the population going forward. And I think that is the critical role these projections are playing. If then the data is disaggregated, you can then even plan a district ward level, because you now know the population projections.
UNFPA country director Sheikh Tidiane Cisse said the data could not have come at a better time than when the country is undertaking a number of development programs such as the Zimbabwe Agenda for Sustainable Socio-Economic Transformation and the development of a new Zimbabwe United Nations Development Assistance Program and the adoption of the Sustainable Development Goals. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.